Welcome to Right to Life of Michigan's Life Beat. I am your host today, Chris Gass. Joining me is Anna Plimer and Grace Hemeke. Ladies,
hello.
Happy
hello.
Friday.
Happy Friday.
Snowy Friday.
Finally.
You know, we as far as news, we should just mention real quick, the legislature is in process of getting rid of our 1931 law, and thus, you know, the main law that regulates late-term abortion, so that's not good. But we're going to talk about, for a feature today, a different current news item that really kind of is a good illustration of where we are in the pro-life fight versus the other side now that Roe is gone, and how the other side views the entire country. And so the main little cause of this discussion is California Governor Gavin Newsom, the wonderful Gavin Newsom, may he reign forever, has decided to, I don't know how California is going to accomplish this, but boycott Walgreens. So a little bit of background. So of course in January, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid all announced that they were going to take advantage of President Biden's new FDA rules and sell the abortion pill in their pharmacies. Since then, Republican attorneys general in I think 20 states sent a letter and said, hey, actually you can't send abortion pills through the mail. That's like an actual violation of federal law, so you better not do that. And we are going to look at that in our state. So Walgreens said, okay, well, we're only going to sell abortion pills in these 30 states and not in these 20 states. So they're trying to split the baby, literally. And Gavin Newsom was not happy about that and said, basically, we're through and California is breaking up with Walgreens.
In a tweet.
In a tweet, yes.
In a tweet. I think that sums it up, in a tweet.
In a tweet. Well, Gavin Newsom's running for president, so he's got to solidify that base before the primary. But we wrote an article on our website with a very clever Photoshop of Gavin Newsom, as two of us thought it was clever. No. Gavin Newsom looking like the Joker. The title of the piece was Abortion Industry to Walgreens, Tell Your Men They Work For Me Now. And basically, the article is just detailing, kind of recalling a scene from a Batman movie where the Joker just takes over another criminal organization by intimidation and just says, you work for me now. You know, once you join the abortion industry, in this case, pharmacies, and I think we need to talk about, I don't know why, you know, what are they getting out of this? But once you join the abortion industry, you're not allowed to leave. You're not allowed to leave and criticize it or you're not allowed to disagree with it, really. Like, I'm going to be surprised if, you know, like Renee Chelley in Michigan who says, guys, we can't do this about Proposal 3. We can't break our promises. Like, I wonder if she's just going to be, like, cut off to the side like no one cares about you anymore. I don't know, because she's been their main, you know, the main abortionist they go to in the media, because she's probably I don't think she is an abortionist. She's the owner, and a lot of those abortionists are creepy and not really good spokespersons.
Right.
Yeah, especially not the one in Grand Rapids. So I just like to start off by talking about, like, it's hard to know, like, what is Walgreens getting out of this? So Walgreens agrees to sell abortion pills. I think either A, the Biden administration leaned on them because, you know, these big companies are just reliant on the federal government and regulation and Medicaid and Medicare for the reimbursement. So they kind of have to just do whatever they want if they're going to come and pressure them. Or B, and I think we've seen this, you know, with pharmacies and other industries, is there's a little activist class within the industry that wants to go in all in on these social experiments. And so they're just going to, especially at a corporate level, they're just going to force the corporation to go along with it. So just some numbers to put into perspective, like I know we talk about the big money in the abortion industry, and there's big money for Planned Parenthood as one nonprofit, but I mean, look at Walgreens. You know, Walgreens in 2022, their revenue was $132 billion. That's the drugs they sell, the groceries, the toys, all the stuff they sell. So if basically every abortion in America, it was about a million, was done by the abortion pill, and they're charging about $500 for the abortion pill. That's not profit, but just revenue. That's $500 million. That seems like a big sum of money, but for Walgreens, that's less than a third of a penny of all their revenue. So they're not like getting a lot of money. Here's another way to look at it. There's 25,000 about pharmacies in the U.S. So if every single abortion was done with the abortion pill, that's basically every pharmacy selling 40 abortion pill regimens to patients a year. That's less than one a week. So that's only $500 of revenue a week. And the profit on that is probably more like $50. So now Walgreens is in a situation where, I mean, theoretically, they could lose out all of their business in the biggest state in the union. And they got into this problem over $50 a week.
I don't think they did it
per pharmacy
for the money.
See, initially. Yeah, I mean, financially, it just doesn't make sense. You know, it must be because either they're being told to do it or they think they have to do it to please their customers and the broader culture. That's a lot of corporations. Like, they don't have to get involved in these political issues and stuff. But, you know, Governor Gretchen Whitmer comes along and tells Michigan businesses, like, you better do this as businesses. You know, if you want Michigan to grow, there's some sort of subtle or else in there. And they feel like they have to do it.
When they announced that they were going to be offering them, Walgreens, did they say anything? I don't remember what they said about it. Did they just say, yeah, we're going to be doing this? Or did they say, we want to be able to provide abortions to our customers?
I didn't read their actual – I mean, I've read their statement. Nothing clicked in my head. It was just probably another Anodyne corporate, like, serving our customers and women's health, blah, blah, blah. So,
because if they said that, then obviously that's why they feel like they have to do it.
Well, maybe. I mean, corporate press releases are so utterly pointless. Kind of like interviews at halftime of sporting events. What are you going to do in the second half, coach? Well, we're going to come out and we're going to work hard and we're going to work harder than the other team and we're going to try to win.
Obviously.
Thanks, coach, for this incredible, unique insight.
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely not doing it for the money. So.
Yeah, and then the numbers don't make sense.
The other pharmacies just went along with it because Walgreens did and they got to keep up.
Maybe. I mean, or they're feeling the same pressures. I think Rite Aid of the three, they're all kind of in trouble. So some kind of details that we've gleaned about pharmacies that may be interesting, you know, as we've gone on with trying to talk to them and understand them and pressure them is, you know, they don't make big margins on the drugs that they sell. They're kind of like an oil chain shop where their money is in, you know, convincing you to get all these other services, or a gas station where, you know, they don't make a ton of money on the gasoline they sell. They want you to go into the store and buy, you know, snacks and groceries. You know, they're under pressure all the time. They've got, they got the doctors and nurses lobbies.
They're not activists.
Not all of them, but there are, I mean, it's like every little business and corporation now,
right.
Especially in the corporations, like they're, you know, because all the business people have to go through university and get MBAs and they have to go through that culture, and that's where they end up. You know, the mom and pa pharmacies are probably not, there's probably some activists, and then most are not. I mean, they got to be small business owners and pharmacists. You know, They got to deal with the federal government. They got to deal with the state government. Mm-hmm. You know, they can't, they don't have a lot of margin to mess up. So first of all, why, you know, them angering their pro-life customers, not smart. And now they're trying to split the baby and, you know, keep themselves out of legal trouble in other states. And now they're making the other side angry. And in the background is like Amazon and these online pharmacies just waiting to steal all their business from them.
Maybe that's why they felt like they had to do it.
I guess, but I mean, they're not, like I said, the money, like if the online pharmacies, you know, grab an extra $500 million of revenue, and that's a majorly big assumption, that's like I said, that's probably a less than a thousandth of the business of the big three, Rite Aid, CVS, and Walgreens. So it's a rounding error.
I mean, maybe they did it because they knew there was California and states like that, that if they didn't come out and say they were going to get boycott, which I don't really know how they're going to do that anyway. How are you going to convince
I don't know how you evict Walgreens from California. I don't know, like, I don't know how the state does. I mean, is the state going to write them out of their Medicaid program?
Maybe.
If I were Walgreens, I would sue and be like, you can't, you know, can they do that? I don't know. Sounds like a bill of attainder to me, which is that thing in the Constitution where it says you can't write laws that single out individual people.
Right.
But I mean, I don't know. It's not a law. It's some money. I don't know. It's a weird thing. Is he the kind of person? Is he even serious?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is he the kind of person that makes empty promises?
Well, yeah. He's Gavin Newsom.
I don't really know his
track record. Wear a mask and social distance while I hang out in a restaurant and yuck it up with my big money donors and friends.
We know that he's not a good person, but does he follow through?
I don't think so. I'm not an expert in California state politics, but...
Not either. Well, they're probably fine for now, but if other states follow suit with his threats, and they're like, yeah, us too, then they might have issues.
Maybe in the future we're going to have red state corporations and blue state corporations. I don't know. It's kind of troubling, like... You know, as pro-lifers, I mean, we're not against boycotting or refusing to back things. I mean, there's certain places of business I won't go because of their relationship to Planned Parenthood or other things. Like, I'm not shopping at Walgreens now in town. I'm going to go to, you know, the pharmacy in my grocery store. That's one thing for individual people to do that. But, I mean, imagine a pro-life state. Like, if Walgreens makes that announcement, just saying, you know, I don't know, are we going to seize Walgreens stores? I mean, do we live in a banana republic now or the Soviet Union? I don't know. This is real troubling.
Yeah.
And California, because they are such a big state, we've seen this in unrelated issues where, like, they write rules or regulations, and it's forcing entire industries to go along with that because they don't want to lose access to that market. But then, you know...
I mean, I think it just goes back to everyone assumes that big pharma is controlling everything, but in reality, maybe that's not what's happening because, say, one day Pfizer says, well, we're not doing this anymore. Is every other drug company going to go along with them and say okay, or are they going to get booted?
Yeah, I mean...
They would probably get booted.
Yeah, I would say, like, that's a great thing. Like, if you put two things in conflict, the thing that wins, that's who's really running the show. And, I mean, if Pfizer came out tomorrow and said something controversial social statement, or COVID.
Like, our vaccines Pfizer probably don't doesn't really want, work
yeah.
or something.
Yeah, like, I don't... If they were running everything, and let's not pretend they don't have a massive amount of power and authority. I mean, everyone has seen, like, have you seen the montages of where they're playing the TV shows and it's like brought to you by Pfizer, and it's just like over and over and over. you know, money talks, but yeah, if push came to shove, I think they would get ditched and shamed,
mm-hmm.
or at the very least, you know, I don't think they would stop existing, but like the board of directors, the CEO, the staff, I mean, a new group of people out. Would yeah. come in and wear Pfizer as a skin suit and after ditching all of the other people. But yeah, I don't, you know, and I just always go back to.
Maybe that's going to happen to Walgreens.
Oh, that their top leadership just gets.
Gets silently.
Just gets pushed aside yeah. and replaced. That could be. I mean, because they're a public corporation, you know, they don't have an
the
owner.
Thing is,
they have a bunch of owners, and who are those owners?
Is I am not so sure that, say, their leader gets, you know, replaced by someone who says, okay, well.
Their nameless, faceless leader. I mean, we sent a letter to them, but I couldn't tell you the name off the
right,
top of my head, even though I was the one that looked up all those names.
The person that made the decision to say, okay, these 20 states, we won't do anything. We won't sell the abortion pill in these 20 states because they have laws against it. And say they go back on it and they say, well, never mind. We don't want to lose all of our business from California and potentially other mm-hmm. states that could follow. I don't know that. I mean, pro-lifers would be mad and these states would be mad, but we wouldn't play dirty. We wouldn't really.
Would they? I think they would prosecute Walgreens if they're violating the law.
The economics of this are so weird
mm-hmm.
because the pharmacies aren't making their decisions based on the scarce resource of money. And they're definitely not doing this based on like pro-life or pro-abortion values.
We're doing it hopefully based on the law.
Yeah, hopefully.
I mean, why else?
What is the law, Anna? Law is whatever Joe Biden wakes up this morning and thinks it is.
You can't
or
sell
whoever's telling Joe Biden what to say it
pills
is.
In states that have that abortion is illegal.
Right.
Right.
So Walgreens.
So why is Gavin Newsom so upset about that? Just worry about your own state.
Well,
because Gavin Newsom's economics are about getting
you're preaching to the choir.
I know
public relations scheme to get him more voters. That's
because Walgreens.
But that's like saying
Walgreens is his now. They don't get to decide what they want to do. They have to do what Gavin Newsom and his bosses tell him to do.
Atmosphere for every other thing that relates to states and state law, and it goes down a very bad path if I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, one thing's for sure, Gavin Newsom just stepped onto the federal level.
Yeah.
He and Gretchen Whitmer are going to have an epic fight, and then whoever else is going to randomly jump in because presidential politics is now just a chance to boost your celebrity. I think let's talk a little bit, speaking of dark paths, kind of the broader implication of all this for not just Walgreens, but everyone living in America is, and this is an uncomfortable thing because I think when push comes to shove, most Americans, and you know, if you're listening to this on the radio, this probably includes you, just statistically, they don't like to think about abortion. They don't like to talk about abortion. They wish it didn't exist, or they didn't have to deal with it, or it was just out of sight, out of mind. And then based on whatever law or talking point we come up with, they swing to this side or they swing to that side. Because they sympathize with the mom, but they sympathize with the baby. They don't know how that works. Very, like I said, it's kind of the mushy middle. Mm-hmm. And that's probably where most Americans are. But, you know, and let's point out that it's not the pro-life side doing this. You know, the pro-life side is content to legislate state by state through the democratic process. But the other side now is basically saying, even as a corporation, you have to choose one side or the other. And if you choose the wrong side, we will destroy you. We will take your business. We will drive your women and children out in the cold, you know. I mean, they don't see it as a lose-lose. They see it as win-lose. Either they're on our side or they get destroyed. But I mean, the fact of the matter is, there is good. There's no, you know, the pro-life side. You know, we don't have incentive to just, oh, okay, well, we'll just, you know, let you just do all that and whatever. Like, if the other side is fighting a battle in a certain way, you have to, you know, fight on those terms. So, the average person in the middle.
We tend to not do that.
We are too nice. Granted.
I've been saying that.
Yeah.
We've always been saying that.
We're too nice because we value human life. And we don't just see people as, you know, digits on a spreadsheet. But like the other side does, pretty much. Their clients coming in bringing money. I feel like
Grace has something to say.
Well, what do you want to say?
Oh, well, I was just thinking that the pro-abortion side knows where their line is of what is acceptable to them and what isn't. And I think we saw this with, was it just yesterday? The Senate bill passed repealing the 1931 pro-life law. Mm-hmm. I mean, so many amendments were raised by pro-life legislators to try and restrict dismemberment, to try and restrict late-term abortion. And they just all got shot down. So it's pretty obvious that the pro-abortion side has set their acceptable limit on all abortion all the time. Well, that is their limit. I mean, if you have any restriction on abortion, you're not on their side.
Right. I mean, we have restrictions too. We just rescinded, you know, the PAC rescinded the endorsement of two legislators who voted in the House who voted for that repeal because they clearly don't understand how the law works.
Which legislators?
Two of them in Oakland County. Their names escape me because, sadly, again, term limits in Michigan mean these legislators come and they go before you even have a chance to really develop a long-term relationship with them. But that's another story for another for a different organization. But I mean, people in the middle are not going to be allowed to be left alone. You know, obviously we're going to try to reach them and talk about the issue and legislate on it, but the other side is not even content to let them dissent. They have to be on your side or you will be left out in the cold. You know, you might be a Walgreens pharmacist and you don't want to deal out this poison that's going to take a human life. And, you know, we know, at least for CVS, that they have a policy that they have to allow for conscientious objection only because there's been a lawsuit.
In California.
In California. They don't want to get in legal trouble. You know, they don't want to let people, they don't want to give people choices. They don't want people to exercise their autonomy. Those are just empty words to them, really. Mm-hmm. They want, you know, baby's got to die and you got to either help or not do anything to impede that in any way. And the second you do, you're even standing out there in the cold thinking pro-life thoughts in your head in England, we will come down on you and arrest you.
Do you remember a couple years ago, I think the term or the slogan, silence is violence, started going around?
Yes.
That is pro-abortion thinking. If you are even silent on the subject of abortion, they would consider you an enemy of their side, at least.
That's the next natural evolution, too. You think, oh, well, here's these pro-lifers in this podcast saying I have to take a side because I won't have a choice. They're just being extreme. Like, that's the natural evolution of their side. You know, first you have to agree to what they want legislatively. Then they're going to force you to start paying for it. And if you're if you're a doctor or nurse and you're pro-choice, but you just don't want to do it yourself, you're gonna be forced to do it. And the final, eventual goal, as we've seen in other issues, is they're gonna force you to celebrate it.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna have abortion month and abortion statues, and it's the most sacred thing, I think, in their worldview. Because it's so controversial, they can't do that. But if they feel that they can, then they will. Just like every other issue that they're, you know, involved in socially or economically.
I think that goes back to the whole idea of why they hate pregnancy resource centers. Because if there's any other
option,
it makes it sound negative or
mm-hmm.
it goes all back to that thing, like the safe, legal, rare. Well, we don't want it to be rare because that gives the, you know, the idea that
it should be rare.
Right. And that sometimes it's not good to pick that option. You don't have to pick that option. So they need everyone to believe that it's this great thing. Otherwise, it's going to cast doubt among people's mind that it's always the right thing to do.
Yeah. So you will be made to care. You're going to be made to celebrate it at some point. That's not, you know, we don't want to force people to go in the march. We don't want to force people to have pro-life month and, you know, wear the ribbon like they made Kramer wear the ribbon. It's kind of not in our nature. I don't know. Maybe we should be that mean, Anna. No, I don't think so. But that's what the other side. That's where the other side is, and that's just reality. And you have to live in reality. You can't live and pretend that's not, you know, things aren't the way they are. Mm. So if Gavin Newsom somehow succeeds, I don't know how legally or whatever they could boycott Walgreens, then every corporation, even touching the healthcare field, and eventually just in general for celebrating, it's going to have to decide whether or not, you know, the price of doing business in California is total fealty to the abortion industry. Now, you can't carve a corner out for conscience. You can't retain your dignity at all. You're either totally with them or you are totally against them. And I think some of that is for them just emotional, because now this is a Democratic issue when people vote on it. And it's not just something that the Supreme Court deals with and tells us what to do.
You know, maybe he just tweeted that because he figured if his people in his state saw him thinking that way, that they would think that way and that they're going to boycott Walgreens. But they're not going to do anything actually to get rid of it.
Maybe.
Let's hope.
We'll see.
Because at the end of the day, you can say that you're boycotting something, you don't like that they're doing that, but people might still shop there.
They're on every street corner.
Right.
These major pharmacies. And in some places, they're the only option.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, all this fight over not a lot of money, but, I mean, that's where we are. In a country where almost 1 million children a year are killed, you know, that's a pretty impactful thing that isn't just going to go on in the background. So deal with it. Sorry. Don't like it. Again, send letters to Gavin Newsom, governor of California, hopeful president of these United States. Hopefully not. Ugh. I can only imagine.
That would be very bad.
Well, Governor, President,
be worse than
President
Biden.
Whitmer would be very bad. It would all be very bad.
Those two would be worse than Biden, I feel like.
Well, they're competent.
Yeah, that is also true.
If only Harambe were still here to save us all. President Harambe, forever in our hearts. If you don't get that reference, God bless you and thank you, because I wish I didn't get it either. All right. On that weird note, have a wonderful snowy Michigan winter weekend, and we will catch you next week.